Lately in this church, there's a special blessing from the Lord. Last Tuesday, when I went to visit Brother Chen,
我还没有说几句话，他就跟我说，周牧师， 如果下一次你要安排， 我就愿意做一点见证。
And he's sick in the hospital, and then he mentioned to me, next time, if you should so arrange, I'm willing to come up and give some testimony.
你看我们弟兄很会讲话，他自己要做见证，他叫我安排。
You see that he is so so very eloquent, and he can he just made a suggestion to me.
到底为什么他要做见证呢？
Now why does he want to give testimony?
我们告诉弟兄姊妹们，他在医院里躺着是胃出血。
We reported to everybody that he's with this hemorrhage from the stomach.
但是他在医院里面的时候，他说，这两天想了很多很多的事情。
And he told me in these 2 days, I was thinking about a lot of things.
他说我想想，这个当中真是危险。
And I think I know it's so dangerous.
若是我头天晚上没有决定起来上厕所。
You see, he said if that night I did not decide to get up and go to the bathroom.
我就可能流血不止而死亡。I
might just bleeding to death.
事实上，医生看见，告诉检查说他全身只有40%的血流下来。
And actually, the doctor examined him and find out he only had 40% of his whole blood left in his body.
但因为他起来上厕所，他就失去平衡，他就晕倒。
And because he got up and went to the bathroom, and he lost balance and fainted.
这样主反而拯救了他的性命。
And then the Lord saved his life this way.
那不仅是这样,
Not only this,
在他自己四天想后的时候,
when he was thinking about this incident,
他就说,
then he said, oh, I'm really come short, shortchanged the Lord. I should serve him more.
他说,
he said, I've been saved for more than 15 years.
就是卖个关子，下次他做见证自己讲啊。
So I'm gonna stop right here. We'll let him tell his own story.
今天早上我又看见刘文清弟兄来，刘文清弟兄回到我们中间来。
And this morning I'm so glad to see Albert.
Vern.
I'm sorry, Vern. Brother Vern, come back to us.
问他为什么回来的。
And I asked him, how come you come back?
他说有一天我看黄页电话号码本。
He said one day I was just opening the yellow page.
他说我看见 Orange Christian Assembly 这个名字。
And I saw the name Christian Assembly.
我说这是我的教会。
And then said, this is my church.
我要回家。
I want to come home.
所以他就打电话给陈老牧师。
So he called Brother Reverend Chen.
这么巧，因为前两天我们教会在做这个杀白蚁的工作。
It just so happened that past few days we were all fumigated for termites. The whole church was.
所以他打电话到教会里面，没有人，当然没有人，有人就死掉了。
So nobody answered the phone at that time.
感谢主，我们弟兄。 实在是圣灵做事在他心中做奇妙的工作。
And was really praising the Lord because the Holy Spirit is doing wonderful things in his heart.
我们感谢主，因为神专门做这样稀奇的工作。
We really thank the Lord because the Lord always do wonderful things.
我们在主的面前祷告，为了要建立教会，这是神给我们的使命。
And we pray before the Lord that we shall establish church because that's the commission the Lord gave us.
但是怎么样建立呢？没有人知道。
But how? Nobody knows.
其实圣经里有许许多多。 使徒行传看见那些使徒们建立教会的榜样。
But actually in the Bible, in the book of Acts, there are a lot of examples of how those apostles established churches.
但是我们发现如果要用他们的方法,
But we found out that if you want to use exactly their method,
有时候方法就不灵,
sometimes it doesn't work.
因为我们知道, 使徒行传中间实在是圣灵的工作。
Because we know in the book of Acts, that actually the acts of Holy Spirit.
那么最好的工作, 就是我们祷告,
so the best work is that we pray so that the Holy Spirit can work.
事实上，使徒们很早就发现，他们说我们要专心祈祷、传道为我们的侍奉。
Actually, the apostle also knew that long time ago because they say they want to concentrate on praying and preaching the gospel.
我们就好像太多的事情把我们分散了心，我们没有一直坚持。 主所教导使徒们的道路。
So a lot of times we got sidetracked with all the other things. We did not really concentrate on what the apostles taught us.
有时候我们祷告的不够就讲道。
Sometimes we didn't have enough prayer and we just started to preach.
我们所讲的道虽然是真理对的
although the preaching the doctrine is right
但是圣灵没有做工
but the Holy Spirit did not work
我们一定要让圣灵来把圣经里的真理放在神儿女心中
we really have to let the Holy Spirit to open up the Bible truth among us
我想在侍奉主的人身上这是一个最大的考验
I believe that is the greatest test in the ministry
任何人有再大的能力都不能让自己的工作代替圣灵工作
Anybody, it doesn't matter how powerful you are, you cannot bring in the work of the Holy Spirit. So we just surrender ourselves and toss up our weapons before the Lord. A few days ago, a sister brought me a book. It's a translated book.
事实上，这是讲到一位传道人在德州的一个传道人，他自己属灵上面的看见挣扎和他的祷告。
It's an autobiography of a pastor in Texas. His spiritual struggle.
在他里面，他说神呼召他进入一个更高的侍奉，就是祷告。
He said that the Lord called him into a higher service, which is to prayer.
感谢主，神的儿女，我们看见祷告的能力。就相信神的工作，而神继续在神儿女身上亲自做工。
So we really praise the Lord that because when we pray, then we see the Lord starting to work in among His children.
都是照人的方法，照人的能力，永远不够的。
It is according to human effort, it's never enough.
前两天我收到一封信。
A few days ago, I received a letter.
这封信是一个。宣传性。
It's a newsletter, regular newsletter.
为了要鼓励更多的人来加入、来投入神学院、来参加、报考神学院。
It's an encouraging letter for the people to go attend a theological seminary.
你知道，我们中国教会在洛杉矶区域现在开始有六个神学院。
This is among our Chinese in the greater LA area. We have about six of.Seminaries are late.
所以一直没有那么多的学生。
So we are short of students.
那圣经就告诉我们说，在中国的教会，在北美的有十个教会里面就有一个教会没有传道人。
And it tells us that in among the Chinese churches in North America, there's one out of ten churches that doesn't have a pastor.
这封信是王永兴牧师写的。
The letter was written by Reverend Thomas Wong.
这个神学院叫做大使命神学院
and his theological seminary is called the Great Commission Theological Seminary
就知道顾名思义这个神学院愿意造就一些传道人去传福音的
so from the name we know that they want to train up some missionaries to go out and preach the gospel
但是这封信人告诉我们说既然有10%的教会没有传道人
but in the letter it says 10% of the church does not have a pastor
那10%的教会有多少呢
And how many churches are 10% of churches?
在洛杉矶一地就有差不多300个中国教会，大洛杉矶。
In the greater Los Angeles, there's about 300 Chinese churches.
我最近收到一封信，告诉我说，在华府的中国教会也没有牧师。
And recently, I also received a letter telling me that the church in DC does not have a pastor.
我知道一个教会的 Rochester 那里已经几年在找牧师都没有找到。
And I also know that the church in Rochester, New York.I've been looking for a pastor for many, many years.
的确是可能不止10%的教会没有牧师。
So I believe it's probably more than 10%.
但是我心里就想一个问题。
But then I'm also thinking about another question.
是不是有了这个10%多余的牧师就可以满足各教会的需要
？Is it if we have 10 more, 10%, if we have just 10% more of the ministers, that would that be enough to satisfy all churches?
是不是每个教会有了牧师就能够福音都兴旺起来
Is it that every church when they have a pastor then does that mean that the gospel will really widespread
我相信大家一个普通的头脑就可以知道这些事情不是2+2就等于4
So I believe we all understand this is not something that is as simple as that
那基督徒每个人的脑子在最深处都有想法说神要把福音传遍地球
You see, deep in our hearts, all Christians have this intention that we know that the Lord wanted to have the gospel spread throughout the whole world.
就是传道人多了以后，福音就会传遍地极了。
It's just when we have a lot of ministers, then we can the gospel will be widespread.
我们想法也不是我们答案也不尽然如此
But the answer is not just that simple
你知道今年是1991年了
Now this is 1991 already
去年1991年美国做了所有人口的普查
Last year there's a census made throughout the whole United States
咱们东方人最近有大的成就
And the Orientals have a lot of accomplishment.
什么成就? 就是十年来在美国的人数增加了一倍以上。
And this 10 years that the Asian has increased 100%.
你知道我们成就了不起了, 我们从1.2%现在总人口占2.4%了。
You see, this is we are from 1.2% of the whole population, now we increase to
2.4%。但是到底这些人在哪里?
But where are these people?
教会的成长在十年中间有没有100%以上?
Now, is the Oriental Church has does the Oriental Church have 100% increase in this past 10 years?
是不是我们福音能够照人口的比例一直往前增加?
Can we really preach the gospel according to the increase of this population?
如果只是增加传道人就能达到这个目的的话，那我们就尽量培养传道人就可以了。
If by increasing the number of the ministers, we can achieve this goal, then let's have more ministers come out. But from what we see, it's not like that. And through the church history, it's not like that either. Maybe so in our system, we should have a change.
我们也许在我们思想里面观念中间要有一个改变
Maybe in our concept we should have a change
对于教会对于传道人的工作有一个改变
Maybe the view we view the work of the minister we should have a basic change
对于弟兄姊妹们在教会中间所扮演的角色需要有改变看法
And about the role of every brother and sister in church we should have a basic change
其实我相信很多弟兄姊妹们，我们是观念上是知道的。
Actually, I think conceptually, we all know that.
因为在以弗所书第四章，我们常常读这些圣经。
Because in the book of Acts, we always read about the scriptures. In the book of Ephesians, we always read about this.
我想很多人都会背了，以弗所书第四章第十一节怎么说的呢？
Isn't chapter 4:11? What did it say?
他说是的，弟兄姊妹会背的，我们一起背啊。
I think we can all memorize.
是的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。第二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So, in order to perfect in all things, to
into the ministry
of all the body of Christ.
所以弟兄们，我们就看见教会什么时候才是教会往前的时候。
So when does the church will really start to move forward?
就是当神的儿女每一个人都在尽他的职分的时候。
Is that when every single one of us is doing our job?
上个礼拜天我不在这里。
Last Sunday I wasn't here.
你们。 听见弟兄姊妹们做见证，在讲台上面为主做出口、释放话语。
And I believe we all enjoy this the brothers who come up on the pulpit and share God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事说明什么？
Now what did it say?
说明我们在观念上一个大的改变。
It indicates a big change in our concept.
就是不一定需要全世界的传道人。
It's not that we have to have a full-time minister in order to pass out God's word. Among our brothers and sisters, we should have leaders come out. And the pastor should not be the only leader. When everybody is raised up,
我们就有许许多多有潜能的，能够为神释放话语，能够牧养的人。
And there are lots of brothers and sisters who just have so much potential that can really feed the flock.
也许那些没有传道人教会反而是对的。
Maybe those churches that don't have a full-time partner minister yet, maybe they're on the right track.
或者至少说。 也许没有传道人，教会一样能成长，是为什么？
Or we can say that without a minister, that the church can still grow. Now why?
因为那里一定有人在做牧养的工作。
Because in that church, there are still people doing the shepherding.
没有牧养的人，怎么会羊群建立在一起呢？
If without a shepherd, how can a flock stand to grow?
也许他们因为名分上不是一个。 全职的传道人。
Maybe by their name, the title, they are not a full-time minister.
但在神的眼中，在教会的本身，在神的儿女的认可中间，他们已经在定了他们的工作。
But in God's eye, in the recognition of the church among brothers and sisters, they are the shepherds.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个观念的改变。
So this is a concept.
虽然我自己是一个传道人。
Although I am a minister,
我也知道主呼召我做传道人是为什么。
And I understand what the Lord called me for.
我却没有里面一个感觉，我应该永远来代替神儿女做的工作。
But I always have a conviction that I will never do, never replace every brother and sister to do the service.
你知道几年前我们就开始这个工作，叫做众圣徒，起先是一个文字工作。
Quite a few years ago, we started this literature work called For All Saints.
很多人以为众圣徒就是一个文字工作，众圣徒是个名字而已。
And a lot of people thinking, oh, For All Saints, that's just the name of that magazine.
但事实上，众圣徒是一个观念的问题。
But actually, For All Saints is a concept.
而教会最要紧的，神的儿女最要紧的，或者所有人最要紧的是什么？是观念的问题。
The thing that really matter most is the concept.
一个国家怎么会稳固？因为其中的国民有爱国的观念。
You see, a country can establish, can be stable because everybody has this concept of loyalty to their country.
一个家庭怎么会团结在一起？
How can a family group together?
因为他有家的荣誉感的这个观念。
Because they have this honor about the family honor.
我们如果教会的观念是一个传统的教会的观念，我们就会走进传统的教会。
Now, if we have a concept of a traditional church, then we will go that way.
如果我们的观念就是教会是一个动态的事情
，If we think that a church is a dynamic being,
我们就不会留在原地做一个传统的教会。
Then we will not just stay in the same place and just be a traditional church forever.
如果我们对于神的观念是神只能照着他的原则，照着我们所以为的那个固定的方法做事。
If we think that God can only work through a certain way which we understand,
那我们所看见的，我们能看见神的工作，就一定在那个组织那个系统里面。
And then the work of that we can see is really just within that system.
但是如果我们的观念不是这样，我们不被传统、不被外面的形式所限制的话
，If our concept was not limited by all these tradition and all these outward organization,
我们就会观察。神所做许多细微的工作。
Then we can have the opportunity to observe a lot of delicate things that the Holy Spirit is working.
有些人一定要在一个教会里面才能来祷告。
Some people can only come to the church in order to pray.
所以他就不能够随时祷告。
So he cannot pray all the time.
这个理由是非常简单的。
Now that's a very simple reason.
但现在天主教还是，如果你不到神父面前告解的话，你不会有良心的平安。
Even today, the Catholic, if you don't.You don't repent before the confession before the pastor, you won't have this the peace in your conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是观念的问题。
So this is a conceptual thing.
不是神的工作的限制。
It is not the limit. It really actually limits the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，众圣徒是观念的问题。
For all things, it's not a word, but it's a concept.
很多弟兄姊妹们在这里聚会一段时间，他们明白我们讲众圣徒的口号。
And a lot of you that have met here for quite some time, you understand the meaning of all things.
所以他们也学着讲这句话。
So they also learn how to say that word.
说教会都是一样的，因为我们是众圣徒。
It says that all churches are the same because we're all saints.
很多时间以来，我没有对这句话有任何的反应和回答。
For a longest time, I haven't said anything about this verse.
因为我不愿意说我们教会跟别人不一样。
Because I don't want to say that our church is so different from others.
所以有些时候弟兄姊妹们到别的教会里面去。
So when some brothers and sisters started going to other churches.
在我心里面也承认教会是出于神的。
Deep down inside, I admit that all churches belong to the Lord.
但是我发现在不同的带领底下，他们成长的方向也不一样。
Then I realized, under the leadership of different people, under different direction, they grow differently.
我们所说众圣徒的观念是一个广泛接纳的心态。
Now the all things, for all things, this concept it includes a great acceptance.
但是许多人
all things,
许多人他们对教会的观念，从教会换来换去，是逃避十字架。
But there are brothers and sisters, the switching churches, is actually they are trying to escape cross, not really having this kind of
contact.
You see, all when you first started joining the church, that you look like an angel. Because indeed, every one of us would have a heart when we first joined the church. We want to give our best to that church. But after some time, when we actually come to know each other, then the natural life starting to show up. And there's no escape now. How much work is in your life? How much spiritual work? How much work of the cross is in you? There's no escape to other people's
eyes.
And then, so after a while, it's starting to have some problem in the church. So not only he just did not receive the work of the cross, but just by switching to a different church, he can escape that.
这不是众圣徒的观念.
That is not the concept of all things. But I still thank the Lord that for other churches that they're willing to accept things like that. Because even with such a problem, they're still willing to remain in the church.
我相信总有一天, 神要抓住他, 让他逃不了, 而在那里接受了十字架的工作.
I believe that one day the Lord will get hold of him, and right there in that certain church, that he will learn the work of the cross. What is the work of the cross? The work of the cross is so that we will be nailed, will be crossed. When Jesus Christ was hung on the cross,
人研究人分了他的外衣为他的里衣研究.
They took his outer coat, and then they cast lots for his inner garment.
在他的头上写着说, 这是犹太人的网.
And on top of the cross, it says, this is the king of the Jews.
但是事实上挂在十字架上那一位就是满了羞辱的记号.
But the one that was really hung on the cross is the one that was full of shame.
弟兄姊妹们,十字架的工作就是这样, 把我们定在那里, 暴露我们一切的天.
You see, the work of the cross is that we will be crucified and so forth, and we will be fixed, naked of all our weaknesses. But you're not willing to be crucified, then you will not be able to let the Holy Spirit enlighten you.
看不见你自己的光景.
You will not be able to see yourself. A person like this will never realize how deficient and how weak he is.
他们总是看见弟兄眼中的刺, 看不见自己.
You can always see the thorn in other brother's eyes. You never realize the logjam in his own eyes.
弟兄姊妹们,这是什么?
Now, what is that? When we have this concept of all things, does that mean that we just have the freedom to just go wherever we want to? At least when you pick a certain church, you have to be sure that this is where the Lord leads you to. This is where you're going to grow.
弟兄姊妹们,我们在教会里面所看见的情形,一个人肯留在教会里面,他生命的成长就自自然然在生命的道路里面.
And we realize when someone is willing to stay in the church, then it's very, very naturally that his spiritual life will grow.
主所给我们的托付不多.
The Lord does not give us a whole lot of jobs.
在使徒行传第五章里面, 彼得告诉他们说,
Acts 5, Peter said that we are preaching the way of life.
教会里面应当讲什么?
So what should we preach about in church?
教会里面所讲的应当是生命之道.
It should be about the way of life.
刚才我们稍微已经提了一下什么叫十字架.
Now we mentioned briefly just now about the work of the cross.
我觉得很可惜一件事情.
I feel something, I feel very, very pity.
最近我也发现一些难处。
I found out some problems lately.
有些时候我心里也觉得为难。
Sometimes I feel very, very hard.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说不可言责老年人。
In the scripture it says that we shall not rebuke elders too harshly.
老年的弟兄如同父亲。
We should advise and should encourage elder brothers and sisters as our fathers.
劝老年姊妹如同母亲。
To exalt our elder women as our mother.
这就说明老年人并不完全。
It indicates that the elderly are not perfect either.
中国人对于老年人是相当尊重的。
As a Chinese, we really, really honor our elders.
尤其孔老夫子一拿出来, 我们就实在知道中国受多少孔子的影响。
And especially when we mention Confucius, then we're all somewhat influenced by that.
但你知道我们孔老夫子所讲的圣贤之道。
But the about the Confucius,
许多时候他所说的是生命是一个行为。
A lot of the Confucius, what the Confucius said is about the behavior of a human being.
是人和人中间的礼貌。
It's a manner between people.
是我们对自己的约束。
It's a self-restraint power.
一个道德的规范。
It's a moral example.
也许从孔老夫子自己本人来讲，不是这样。
Maybe he didn't think that way.
因为他说， 与十有我，志于学，三十而立，四十而不惑。
Because he did say that when I was 15, I started to make up my mind to learn. And when I was 30, I started to be independent. And when I was 40, tell me.
四十而不惑。
I started to just go without all doubt.
五十而知天命。
And when I become 50, I understand the will of heaven.
六十而顺。
And when I was 60, I begin to nothing will bother, nothing I hear will bother me.
七十而从心所欲不逾矩。
And when I become 70, and I can do whatever I want, but will not be too wild.
我太太建议今天早晨要我女儿翻译。
My wife was giving me a suggestion that I should ask our daughter to be the interpreter this morning.
我想想要救她脱离这个恐惧，就没有让她翻译。
But I want to save my daughter from the embarrassment, so I asked my wife instead.
孔老夫子说七十从心所欲不逾矩，对不对？
You see, Confucius said that when I'm becoming 70, I can do whatever I want, but I will not exceed the limit.
弟兄姊妹们，照人看，一个人活到七十岁应该。 什么事情他能够从心所欲，但是不逾矩。
So we will understand that anybody if he's already lived up to 70, he should be able to do everything will be all right.
但是许多时候我看见一些弟兄们，我想我们自己教会弟兄很多，比年长弟兄很多是很有修养的。
We do, I do believe there's a lot of our elderly here in this church. They are really, really, very, very nice.
但是有一些人，他们到年纪大的时候。 什么也不管，放肆的很。
But I do see some elderly that when they get old, they don't care anymore.
好像我年纪已经活到这么大了，我不需要对任何人负责任。
As if I already grow so old, I don't have to be responsible to anything.
这是为什么？
Now why?
因为从前所学的那些东西不是从生命里出来的。
Because what they learned before is not from life.
那么如果今天我们信主。 是生命之道, 是生命的改变。
Now today, when we believe in the Lord, any changing us is from the life, is it because of this a way of life?
那今天我们还年轻的时候，就需要让十字架的工作在我们里面。
Today, when we're still young, we have to receive the work of the cross.
我听见有个弟兄讲孔夫子这个求学的经历，用属灵的话来讲。
And I did heard somebody mention about what I said earlier about Confucius. Saying in the spiritual sense.
他是这样说,
he said,
于十有五志于学,
When I was 15, I started to make up my mind to study the Bible.
三十而立是什么意思?
When I was 30, when I'm 30, become independent, what does that mean?
他说我的圣经能够站得起来。
He said that my Bible understanding is, my understanding of the Bible can stand.
创世纪, 创世纪, 地位纪, 民族纪, 生命纪, 每一本书都站得起来。
All these books, the Genesis, the Exodus, the Leviticus, and all those books that I know, they can stand.
15年可以把圣经读至少15遍, 对不对?
And for 15 years, at least I can study the Bible 15 times.
所以15遍以后, 我的圣经有基础了。
So after 15 years, I can really, my understanding of the Bible are really based on sound foundation.
他说三十而立，四十而不惑, 对不对?
When I'm becoming 30, I can stand. And then 40, I have no doubt.
圣经里没有任何的怀疑了。
Then I don't have any doubts about whatever was written in the Bible.
那么50真正是知天命, 知道神的旨意。
And when I'm become 50, then I can really understand the will of God.
60而耳顺, 能够分辨 书灵, 能够分辨人话里面的意思。
And then when become 60, then I can really hear what the spirit of other people is saying.
哥林多前书12章说, 有分辨的灵。
It's just like in the book of this is the discernment of the spirit.
到70, 就从心所欲, 不逾矩是什么意思?
When I become 70, and then I can do whatever I want, I will not exceed the limit. What does that mean?
大卫的诗篇119篇里面这样说,
just like in Psalm 119,
他说他在神的律法里面自由而行。
He said that he is so free to behave in God's law.
神的话不是给我们限制,
the law of our Lord, it does not give us limitation, but rather give us freedom.
这是讲读圣经。
This is talking about study the Bible. And also, it's also the same with our spiritual life.
我们必须有这样一种看法, 一种认识, 叫生命在我们里面产生, 慢慢地改变我们的行为。
We have to have this kind of understanding so that this life can start in inside.
所以刚才我举张庆仪弟兄的见证,
so earlier I mentioned our brother Chang's testimony.
那些我相信是圣灵所做在他里面的工作。
I believe what has happened to him is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他感觉到他需要向神负责。
Because he felt that he should be responsible, he should be accountable to God.
我们有讲到刘弟兄的见证, 圣灵在他里面的工作是真的。
And also we may mention about our brother Liu, that because we know that the work of the Holy Spirit in him is true.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们应当彼此提醒, 让圣灵对我们说话。
Brothers and sisters, we should remind each other all the time so that Holy Spirit can speak with us.
那是你属灵生命的起点。
That is the beginning of the spiritual life.
那是你属灵经历的起点。
And that is the beginning of your spiritual experience.
你若开始爱主的话,
when you begin to love the Lord,
那是因为圣灵在你里面这样的引导。
It's because the leading of the Holy Spirit in you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天侍奉主的人给人的建立在什么程度？
So today, as a minister, what kind of a work he's doing among his brothers and sisters?
第四章告诉我们说，神所赐的使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师和教师，为了成全圣徒。
You see here in the Ephesians 4, it says all those gifts of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists and pastors and the teachers, the purpose for giving all these gifts is so that it will edify the
saints.
Is to point out God's word in each one of
us. Today we need
many gifted teachers,
也带领神的儿女一步一步,
so that step by step we can be led into the spiritual way. And I do believe the Lord gave the church all kinds of gifts. When we are exalting each other,
慢慢地恩赐的显明,
and gradually our gifts will be revealed.
用我们这个十几年来,
for these past 10 some years, now what was the prayer that we have to offer before the Lord?
It is
the maturity of church. Now what does that mean? Not just that we increase in number.
It's
that every one of us have to have a mature attitude. And we mentioned about democracy. Some people say that our Chinese are not really equipped to enter into the true democracy or society. I believe somewhat that is true.
为什么?
Why?
心态上不够成熟,
because we didn't have that kind of attitude.
在六四运动之后, 有一个从国内来的人对我这样说,
after June 4th, one came out of the mainland China and he told me, and he mentioned to me, actually in China, only among the students do they understand, truly understand the meaning of true democracy. Most people does not really understand that why democracy is so precious that they have to fight for. Actually, they still have this the concept of loyalty to the king.
无论谁做皇帝都好的，我不管这些事情。无论谁做皇帝，我做事情就最好的。It
doesn't matter who's the king. As far as I'm concerned, I just want to be obedient civilian.
所以，若是没有这样的心态的话，你交给他选举权，选出来的还是那些共产党员，一定的。
He said it doesn't matter. Even if you give them the right to vote, they come out and they still vote those communist leaders.
弟兄人们，这是心态的问题。
So this is really a matter of concept.
教会也是这样。
So is the church.
假如我们里面认识什么是教会。
If deep down and inside we understand what is church,
我们开始有了责任的感觉。
Then we start to have this sense of responsibility.
什么叫成熟?
Now what is it that means to be mature?
成熟就是在他所有工作的岗位上面，他有责任感。
Is that when he be responsible in whatever he's doing?
这是成熟。
This is the way. This is maturity.
你在外面工作也是一样。
When you're getting a secular job, it's the same thing.
如果你在你的岗位上面有一个责任感，你是成熟的职员。
Now, if you have a sense of responsibility in your job, in your post, then you are a mature one.
你只是在那里战战兢兢，怕这个工作，你不是你成熟的职员。
If you just work there so frightened that you're afraid of losing a certain job, you're not a mature worker. It's an attitude.
如果你是一个忠心、为职守、有责任感的人。
Now, if you are really loyal to your post,
你是在公司里面一部分。
And you are part of that company.
但今天的问题很复杂了，因为经济衰退，很多的问题，有些是不得不裁员。
And these days we have the problem and a lot of layoffs have been happening.
那么你想是从哪里开始裁呢?
So where does that start?
当然他们从年资裁，对不对?
Of course it starts from the youngest one. Indeed that the longer you work there, the more loyal to for that post.
And 对于我们每一个人之手，应当随我们得救的年日增加的。事实上，这不是如此。And
in church, we should increase this responsibility according to how long we're saved. But sometimes it's not like that.
所以圣经里面才说，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
So in the Bible says sometimes the one that's up front will be behind, and those that behind will be in front.
那么还是有前后的。
So we still have that kind of order.
当我们里面的心态在主的面前、主灵上成熟的时候,
but when we become mature in the Lord,
我们对于教会的侍奉才是主动的态度。
And we should be more to have a more active attitude for the service in the church.
主动也是成就一个信仰。
To be active is also a sign of maturity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们心态怎么成熟？
But how can we become mature?
你慢慢从神的话语里面看见神的旨意对教会是什么？
Gradually, when you understand what God's will towards His church,
我们一直讲众圣徒的教会。
We keep on mentioning that this is the church for all saints.
因为我们希望看见每一个神的儿女都在侍奉。
Because we want to see every one of us starting to serving here.
不是每个人都来做主人。
Not everybody come here to be as a master.
而是每个人照着基督的生命，在神的面前忠心侍奉。
But everyone according to the life we have in the Lord, that we serve Him here.
当我们有这样心态的时候。
When we have this kind of an attitude.
我相信,
and I believe
it will be a very, very, it's a very happy situation among us.
李弟兄告诉我说, 他有感觉, 就是我们应当教会往外扩展一步,
some brother mentioned that we should start expand.
我非常同意。
And I could be, I totally agree. Because for this 10 some years, there's one thing I keep on hoping for. I pray that the brothers and sisters here will be so mature that he will take upon this responsibility of spreading the gospel upon
himself. Dr. Pickthorn
And Dr. Pickthorn came and gave this word. He said that he prayed that this church would be a church would spread the gospel and also to become a church that would send out missionaries. Now, what is the concept of all things? Is that we are not satisfied, just satisfied with our own church.
我们了解还有许许多多的人没有不信。
And we understand a lot of people that's not saved. And we should go there and preach the gospel.
这个missionary心态就是去传福音。
An attitude of a missionary is that we go and preach the gospel.
马太福音28章告诉我们说, 你们要去使万民做门徒。
He said that you go and make disciples of all nations, all people. When you have this go out, when this attitude of going out, and then you have this attitude of an apostle, a missionary. We should really praise the Lord and thank the Lord for this. Because I understand that quite a few of you understand. Just staying in the present situation is not God's will for us. It's just to maintain a certain situation. It's not God's will. The Lord wants us to serve here. It's because of the gospel. It's for the maturity of God's children. And so that our spiritual gifts then will be able to practice. And so that there will be more people come here and then serve together. But after the church is established, and the way it grows is not just by one way, by this spreading of the gospel. In the very beginning of establishing the church, the spreading of the gospel is the most important way. But after the church already started, preaching the gospel is just as important as establishing the brothers and sisters here, and just as important as preaching the gospel.
按部就班，一步一步的建立。
To establish, to edify things step by step.
大家记得孔夫子的路，对不对？
And we all remember what we just said about the way of Confucius.
建立的路要还多很多的经历。
There's a lot of experience in growing up.
但是当神的儿女建立之后，
But after the brothers and sisters established,
那个传福音的能力就不一样了。
The power of the spreading gospel become very, very different. The momentum becomes different. We should pray to the Lord that the Lord will give us this desire in our hearts. And to desire of the growth of ourselves. The desire of this going out to preach the gospel. And desire of God's giving us spiritual gifts. And then we will be empowered. And after the maturity, and then this it will become a consistent power. There's a church called the Moravian Church. There's a great revival in history. And the result of that revival They have such a heavy burden about the gospel.
And
so they just keep on going out and going out and going out to preach the gospel. They send out their best.
结果这一个教会, Moravian这一个教会,
and then that church, a Moravian brethren, in the last century,
他所派出去的传教士,
they sent out a missionary.
比所有其他宗派加起来,
it's more than all the other denominations put together.
神可以做非常细心的事,
you see, the Lord can do wonderful things.
每一个时代中的教会, 神都要兴起人, 让他们能够成全,
every generation, the Lord will raise up people so that they will be mature and they will be sent out. We don't think we are the best. Because we're not really any better than anybody else. But if the Lord put this concept of all things in us, we just want to be very, very humble. We just want to admit that we were but one of all these churches.
但是神能够在教会里面带进福音,
but the Lord can bring a revival in church. Maybe there's one part, one portion of that blessing is of ours. And we have to ask the Lord to work in each individual so that we will love him. And so that we can love each other truly. And then we will edify each other.
在主日学也好,
let it, whether it's in the Sunday school,
在各个团体也好,
or in all the fellowship groups,
真的让你彼此鼓励,
and we shall encourage each other,
彼此建立,
and we shall build each other up.
带领更多的人进去,
and we can lead more to the Lord. And then we will have true revival in the church. And the Lord can also send us to continue sending us out to have new locations for the Lord. This morning we are very, very happy that our brother Liu is among us. I knew him many, many years.
He
is the one that really loves the Lord. Lately, right now he is serving at the Bread of Life Church.
我们在灵里面有非常敞通的观念,
and we have some in our spirit that we have very, very open communication.
侍奉主的人不是把教会握在自己的手里,
because we all know that a minister is not the one to just control the church.
我们的责任是帮助圣徒,
our responsibility is to help all saints so that every single one of us will be able to give out their talent.
如果可以做比方的话,
if I should have an example,
传道人应当不是明星球员,
a minister is not supposed to be a star player in a team.
我们应当是教练,
we should be the coach.
让有恩赐的人成为,
and so that the talented brothers and sisters will become star players.
但更好,
but even better yet,
像打篮球一样,
it's the teamwork.
让每一个神的儿女都明白,
so that every single one of us, that we will understand that we are all useful before the Lord.
所以今天早上我非常欢喜刘弟兄在我们中间,
so I'm really glad that he came this morning to visit us.
我们等一下当中休息一下，就要请刘弟兄跟我们讲一些话。
We shall have a short break, and then our brother Liu will share with us.
我相信刘弟兄一定会给我们许多的鼓励。
And I believe he will really give us a lot of encouragement.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
常设定我们的目标在你的身上。
That you always establish your purpose in us.
叫我们看见教会是什么。
So that we see what is church.
叫我们看见我们的工作是责任是什么。
So that we see what is our work and what is our responsibility.
叫我们知道你的工作是什么。
So that we know your work.
乃是要叫神的儿女在基督耶稣里面被建立。
It's so that you will establish brothers and sisters in Christ.
主，你说在保罗身上他所做的工作,
we know that in Paul, the work you did,
乃是叫他要把个人在基督里面完完全全引到神的面前。
It's so that he will lead everyone totally into the Lord.
主，我们求你因此在这里纪念神的儿女。
So here, Lord, we pray that you will attract all your children.
And
you will reveal your richness.
也把侍奉的观念、教会的正确态度放在儿女的面前。
And also we pray that you instill in us the right concept of church.
叫我们在你面前忠心。
And we shall be loyal before you.
叫我们在你面前心胸广大。
And we shall have a big heart before you.
为着神的国度来祷告。
To pray for the Lord, for God's kingdom.
为着在这个时代中间的复兴祷告。
For the revival of this time.
为着你的再来祷告。
For your second coming.
为着往前传福音，设立更多的教会祷告。
For the great commission that we shall go forward to establish more stronghold for the gospel.
主纪念你自己的工作在神儿女身上。Lord,
we pray and you will remember your own work among the children.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.